Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM: relatives of a boy who was shot earlier this week on the far south side are pleading for the people responsible to come forward. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with the story.
Zayden Garrett has already gone through two operations, one to remove part of his lung and another yesterday to extract a bullet. His grandmother, Rosie Liggins, tells CBS News Chicago she and the rest of his family have been outside the hospital praying since he was shot inside her home near 116th and Yale Monday night.
7 years old, he's supposed to be at school, coming home, getting on our nerves, but instead he's up here and we're down here trying to find justice for him.
Chicago police say two people in a white Audi shot at the home, hitting Zayden in the back and grazing his head, as well as his 27-year-old uncle, who was hit in the chest and arm. The family's asking the shooters and anyone with information to come forward. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
There is yet another twist in the ongoing battle over the ShotSpotter gun detection system.
Mayor Johnson originally threatened to veto the city council's ordinance directing the police department to extend the ShotSpotter contract, but then the mayor dropped the threat, saying it's not necessary. Some older people are hopeful, so they canceled a planned special meeting on the gunshot detection system yesterday. But the mayor says he is still determined to find new and different technology.
There's some great examples of technology that are coming through, even though that is not the ultimate goal in terms of our public safety plan, to just simply have the best technology. It's a full force of government approach.
And he says the city is moving ahead with those plans, too. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Board of Directors for the Acero Charter School System has approved a resolution that includes the closing of seven schools. A statement says the strategic reorganization of school operations means the schools may begin winding down operations and close after the school year ends in June. The move impacts about 2,000 students. The operators go on to say Acero is impacted by declining enrollment, increasing personnel and facility costs, and and inadequate facilities.
A Gary man is sentenced to 101 years in prison for the murder of a suburban Chicago woman 5 years ago. 46-year-old Drew Carter III was convicted in the 2019 murder of 36-year-old Jessica Flores, who lived in Chicago Heights. Prosecutors say Carter killed...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Flores, after they argued in a car after leaving a Gary drug house in February of 2019. The woman, who was his ex-girlfriend, was reported missing and her remains were found a year later.
Former Gary Mayor Jerome Prince has reached a plea deal in a case involving use of political donations. WBBM's Mike Krauser joins us live on the Newsline with the details.
Cisco, Jerome Prince admits in a plea agreement that he converted more than $26,000 in campaign funds for personal use before he was elected in 2019. He served one term. He was defeated last year. The money, according to court documents, was used to purchase a home. If a federal judge approves the agreement, Prince could avoid serving prison time. Live, Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A Westside candy factory is now an official landmark.
The city council voted unanimously to give landmark status to the Mars Candy Factory, home of candy like Snickers, M&M's, and Twix. Located in Chicago's Austin neighborhood, the factory opened in 1929 by owner Mars Wrigley. In May, the company announced plans to terminate operations at the factory this year. The two-story building is based on Spanish Revival style and is characterized by red clay tile roofs and ornate decoration. The landmark designation references the factory's contribution to Chicago's history of candy making. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Cook County Sheriff's Office holding a celebration later today to mark the 10th anniversary of the Mental Health Transition Center at the jail. The center is described as a groundbreaking voluntary program. It uses group counseling and therapies to help detainees identify and address issues that led to them getting arrested. Cook County Board President Toni Preckwinkle will deliver her 2025 budget address later this morning.
The proposal is a $9.9 billion budget, about $628 million more than the county's 2024 budget.
There are no new taxes, fines, or fees in this budget.
The majority of which, President Preckwinkle says, will go towards operation-related expenses. There are also plans to invest in renewable energy, public safety, opioid use treatment, and, as Tom Lynch with the Bureau of Technology explained, generative AI.
Our intention is to use it to augment, not replace, humans. And we're being very careful to ensure that we minimize any disruption in that sense.
Other highlights include the elimination of nearly 60 vacant positions, some extra disaster and recovery relief funds, and more American Rescue Plan Community Program funding. A vote on the budget is set for November 21st. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Chicago area could see another rare display of the Northern Lights tonight. Experts say a severe geomagnetic storm is heading towards Earth and should arrive today. It'll create conditions for the spectacular light show. Weather permitting, the lights will be visible in the northern skies between 9 and 10 o'clock tonight.
Now sports sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Here's Josh Liss.
Hey there. Through an eight-hour flight into a six-hour time difference, the Bears showed up in London early Tuesday morning. The Jaguars' flight out today, though, is slightly delayed, according to a team spokesperson by the Hurricane. Jacksonville is London's quasi-home team, but until they show up, the Bears can sort of poach some Jags fans.
Well, they'd be part of the best fan base in the world if they join the Chicago Bear fan base, so that's number one. And, you know, we're a team on the rise, you know, so I think it's a good time to be a Bear fan and join us.
Now the Bears, about a point and a half to 2-point favorites Sunday morning, are practicing the first of three workouts in London. San Francisco's at Seattle tonight, 49ers about a 3.5-point favorite. San Diego's in L.A., the Padres and Dodgers into a game five to decide the division series. Winner gets the Mets. L.A. spanks San Diego 8-0 with Mookie Betts and Gavin Lux homering the first five runs in the three innings there. The Dodgers roll. Yankees over the Royals 3-2 for a 2-1 lead. Giancarlo Stanton at a tie-breaking homer. And that's a 7:08 first pitch for Game 4 in New York at Kansas City tonight. Cleveland's at Detroit for Game 4 at 5. The Tigers up 2-1 thanks to a 3-0 shutout win. The Blackhawks practice on the road. They're in Winnipeg tomorrow. The Jets just won their opener in Edmonton 6-0 with a 30-save shutout from Connor Hellebuck, 38th of his career. And Kyle Connor scored for Winnipeg in an NHL record 7th consecutive season opener. I love these old hockey names. Connor, the Winnipeg, 7th consecutive season opener with a goal. He breaks a tie with Cam Atkinson, Ivan Cornoye, and Mud Brunetto. That's hockey, baby. Josh Liss.
CBS News Special Report. Hurricane Milton proved deadly. Four people are now confirmed dead from tornadoes before the storm made landfall south of Tampa. Fort Myers Mayor Kevin Anderson.
I'm worried about Sarasota and Tampa and those cities around there. And even the cities inland like Orlando that just aren't used to being hit by a hurricane.
Representative Greg Stube.
The eye went over my house, so it was blowing at 100 miles an hour north, and then you get to the eye, and then as the eye passes, it was blowing to 100 miles an hour to the south.
The storm then moved across the state. Correspondent Tom Hansen.
8 to 10 inches of rain also fell on Daytona Beach, where we are, and that is a huge concern because a lot of this area is low-lying. It is prone to flooding.
Governor Ron DeSantis said Milton was not the worst-case scenario, but still a significant storm. He said the damage will become more evident in the days ahead. CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.
News is sponsored by Pure Bright Janitors. It's 8:21.
A new eatery celebrating Black culture is now open on the South Side.
The new restaurant inside the South Shore Cultural Center is called Nafsi 1916. Nafsi is Swahili for soul. Owner Donnell Digby says the menu is elevated soul food and says he's pleased to have his business in a building that once was a whites-only country club. Nafsi 1916 opens to the public for dinner service on Friday. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Prosecutors say an employee of a Chicago restaurant is responsible for what they call an execution in the death of two customers earlier this week. 42-year-old Mehdi Medalel is charged with two counts of first-degree murder in the shooting at J.J. Fish and Chicken near 78th and Western Monday night. During his first court appearance, prosecutors did not indicate a motive for the shooting. Police say two men were arguing with an employee inside the restaurant when the employee pulled out a gun and started shooting.
A man is in custody following a carjacking and hit-and-run crash last month that left four people, including two police officers, injured. WBBM's Mike Krauser has the latest.
This was a case that got a lot of media attention. A car was pulled over near the North Riverside Park Mall. It had been stolen moments earlier. The driver took off and hit a man at a bus stop, causing serious injuries. He then carjacked another vehicle and hit two police officers and another person before getting away. There was a flood of police into the area, on foot, in cars, and overhead. They couldn't find him. Berwyn police now say a man identified as Terrence Whitley of Chicago has been arrested. Charges include vehicular hijacking and aggravated battery. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.